Were you
And
ever in a situation where a woman defined your happiness?
what would you say? Sorry.
Were you ever in a situation where your happiness level was only determined between a woman?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, you
I know,
see, I
Mike.
know.
Yeah. 100%.
Talk to us about that.
Bro,
'Cause you
that's
also
the
said,
biggest problem with high school is, man.
and we talked about that like before, like the false hope and all
Yeah,
that.
dude.
I
Talk
would
to us a
say,
little bit
'cause
about
you said
that.
you were in a relationship for 2 years, right? No, I
Yeah.
think it's before that, or it's in the midst.
No, it was like 2 years.
It was this
No,
person?
it Two
was
and a half,
before
you
that. It was
said.
this. Yes,
It was
it
the
was.
first love.
Yes, the first love.
Yes.
Oh
So is the
gosh.
first love.
We know who we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would say I would just. It was almost like a slot machine. Like you'd win once, you'd be like, "Oh, that's awesome," and then you would just do it over and over again. And then
Bust on
next thing you know,
again.
next thing you know, you're losing a bunch of money. And that's like
So
that's kind of
what
my
was the winning
example for
part?
it.
What was the winning part? Winning in what?
Getting attention.
Yeah, I would say get.
Yeah.
I would just. I was. I get
Were you
almost like an
guys dating?
attention
I'm
seeker.
curious. Were you guys dating? Got let on? What was it? It was a thing.
No, so we were dating for a while, and then eventually, like, we broke up, and then we were working on it, and now we're just get let on, and we weren't
It was
dating
just
at
like
this
on
point.
and off, on and
On and
off.
off. It was the most on and off
So
thing
is that
of.
when the casino gambling on and
Yep,
off?
that's when it just.
Yeah.
It was
One
almost
day
like.
she's giving you the hints that she's into you, right? And then the next day, it's
Yeah.
like you don't exist.
Dude, I remember fucking times like we'd be in the kitchen, Dom just yells. Like he'd just be so fucking pissed off for no reason. I'd be
He
like, bro,
goes,
what is.
yeah,
He'd
he
just
just
start
starts
chopping
chopping
us
stuff.
off. He'd be like, oh my God. Like, what is wrong with you?
I actually wanted to mention that. I think I was such a like always an angry person for no
Yeah.
reason. I would like one thing somebody would say one thing wrong to me, I would try to fight them. I would just always try to start problems, and I feel like just like this whole journey, like it just made me so much more of a calm, and like I really like enjoy like the little things. I really like I'm not out here like to start problems with anyone, and I'm
You're here
really
to
just
spread love
yeah
more
that
than
I
hatred,
and
yeah.
I'm like that's probably the number one thing I'm most proud of. Like I don't have any anger filled in me. I don't feel like I have things on my shoulders just like holding me back. Like I just feel relaxed, and I feel like I'm just motivated to like just get better
You know
and
what I
just
think it
get
is?
people
I
around me
think
better.
you know you're in control now.
Yeah.
You're in control.
You've always
And
been in
then like
control, bro.
Mike,
I know, but I didn't know I was in control. Like I and
your
I
dad
now you're aware
knows.
of it.
Yeah, now I'm aware of it.
With the anger issues, Mike, if you don't mind sharing
What?
the phone,
What phone?
my phone that I gave you.
Oh yeah, dude. Anger issues with women and shit. Yeah, dude. So I had this one night where this girl pissed me off, and I shattered my phone with I shattered Josh's
He's
phone
shredding my
with
phone that I
my
gave him.
hammer.
That I gave him. Not, I had my own phone,
Oh,
but
okay. I was
I
like,
got
you're
a
on
new
such a
phone.
thing.
I
I
got
was
a
using
new.
Josh's phone. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna smash this hammer because I'm just pissed off. And so,
What had to happen? I just
The thing
remember,
is, I
if
know
I'm
what.
correct, right? You just FaceTime me and like, Josh.
I couldn't FaceTime you because I broke the iPhone.
Oh, you did? How'd
Yeah,
I find out?
I don't know. I think I texted you or something. Or I sent you a
For
picture.
what? The
So what happened was, right?
iPhone?
What Dom was saying with like being angry and stuff. Like I got a lot of anger and like pissed off like with just like with women problems and stuff like that. Like this is like back in like what like 2021,
Yeah, something
like
like
early
that.
or like
Something like
2020
that.
2021. That's when I was like in my dark. That's like a really dark time. It was just like there's this girl I was on and off so many times, and I would just be so pissed off. Like I would always check Snapchat, see if she messaged me, see if she messaged me. I just like I was the only thing I clinged on to was her attention. The only thing I clinged on to. I didn't have a purpose. I was playing video games. I was waking up late. I was staying up all night. I had so much anxiety, right? And the only thing I clinged on to was this feeling that this girl gave me. That's the only thing I clung on to. And when it was just like when it was down, I was like pissed off. I had so much anxiety. And this one night, I got really pissed off, and I broke Josh's phone that he gave me. You gave me like three
I
phones in
did.
this whole
I
lifetime. I should just have backup. You just gave me that shit, right? I'll just use it at home. But like I
One
understand
of them
that
was
like
definitely
just
mine
being
that
angry
it
at
gets
like out of
shattered to.
nowhere. But like I even had like a really just low point where it's just like this G wasn't talking to me, and then all of a sudden I had no purpose, I had COVID. I was like on my floor crying. I said, there's no way I can live like this anymore. Like there's no way, because I was stuck in my room for a week. I haven't touched the sun. I was watching anime. That shit was getting bo what? I haven't touched the sun. But I haven't
I
gone
hope you're fine.
outside. I got my sleep schedule's fucked. It was just so bad. And I really just, like, that was one of my big, like, big breaking points. I was on my floor. My pillow was like a fucking textbook from high school. I literally remember looking up at the sky, like, my fucking tears rolling down. I was just like, wow, like, I really would rather, like, almost, like not be here. You know what I mean? Man. That's that. I got to that point. But then after that point was when I had the best moments of my life. I started lifting. I started getting, literally, like, after the chick, bro, I started just getting better in the gym. That's how it be. I started working with my friend every single day in my garage, and it was just like life just got so much better after that, bit by bit.
Dude, we gotta actually make an episode with the first love and how to handle that. So many people, like, we have so much advice, dude. We have so much advice. Dom, you gotta be in there for that one, honestly, man.
But, like, some of the stuff...
You fall in such a trap, man.
Some of the stuff that I just said, like, I literally envisioning, like...
I know, right? Exactly.
Literally, these same... Like, I would just go on the phone, like, see, like, oh, did she text me? Did she text me? Like, my whole life would revolve around that one person.
Oh, my God, that's
insane. And it was just the worst.
You became stalker, man.
And then I was like, why am I doing this? Oh, I'm weird for that. And it was just all this stuff.
Dude, it was so obsessive. Like, it was so weird. I was just like... That was my only thing I cared about. It's the only thing I thought about. I didn't know there was anything else outside of that.
Dude, I don't know about you guys, but going to bed was like the worst thing ever at that time.
Dude, that shit started my entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah, really?
Dude, let me tell you right now, right? In the beginning, like, so, for example, this girl, she went to college, whatever, and I really wanted to go see her, blah, blah, blah. Like, we were still trying to talk, and, like, I wanted to, like, go out to, like, the state that she was at, and... But I was broke. I didn't have money. And so I was like, okay, how can I make money? On TikTok, I found affiliate marketing. Like, whoa, like, what's this? This kid is, like, making – he's younger than me. He's making all this money. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. I wanted to make money so I can fly myself out to see this chick. That was why I was motivated.
See, dude, that's the thing. Bad motivation, but it worked out. You know what I mean?
It's didn't not work bad out, motivation. Bro. I didn't get anywhere. It was, like, shallow. You know what I mean? It was so, like, that motivation, like, dies out easily.
Well, but it started your journey. Yeah exactly,
you
dude.
Said it yourself. It started your journey.
It contributed.
Yeah, but that's when, like, I first... That shit was the first thing that opened up my eyes. Like, wow, people can actually just make money online. You know what I mean? So I'm actually grateful for that shit. So
yeah, dude, we gotta make an episode. Let's.
So Dula, you're off the fly. Have you had an experience like this?
I don't think you did, right?
Nothing. Like, experience like what?
Like a fuck FTE. Like,
I know you have. You got lucky. With the girl, with his girl fucking like first love. Yeah, like, it's his fucking girlfriend. Fuck you.
Yeah, I definitely did too. Like there was definitely some moments where, just like how he said, it was like you were addicted to that attention, you know what I mean? Like, you would get it once, and then it was, like, on and off. Like, you're mad at each other one day, and then you love each other, then you call it love, all that kind of stuff. And it's so, it can be so deceiving, you know? It's not love. If anything, it's, like, toxic. But you choose to call it love because you want it. You want to call it love. But in reality, when you grow from it, it wasn't love. Because if it was love, it would just be different. You would work things out and just be there for each other, but for the right reason, at least.
It's almost like... The feelings were so fleeting that the relationship only was good when you guys both felt like liking each other.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when it was the best, right?
Yeah.
But then when she didn't really feel like liking you that much and you felt the most, that's when it was really bad. Or like when you didn't really feel like liking her that much. And it's like the emotions were just like so like fleeting. That's like what we're probably so addicted to. Like that feeling of she's so invested in me, I'm so invested in her. But like when we don't have that, it's like I don't have a next thing to chase after that dopamine.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but were you guys like literally fucking trapped and like you could not see that this is not what love looks like?
Yes.
You only I after say, the fact that on that really?
Dude. Looking back at it now, I felt like motherfuckers.
Not that deep, but it was like a pattern. It was like a cycle. Not anything that was like that bad to the point where you had no realization, but it's like you would ignore it. You would ignore it because it was a harder thing to deal with than just tell yourself.
Yeah, it's more uncomfortable.
Because then you would just run away from the thought. But the thought of, this is actually not love. Like, this is holding me back. I don't feel good.
We're just playing games at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And then you would want to ignore that thought because it was the hardest thing to deal with. Because it was either, okay, I'm going to stick with the point that it's toxic and I'm going to have to break up, which was even worse.
That's it.
So it's like, instead of doing that, I'm just going to say it's love and I'm gonna work things through. But how you work things through, what at least me, wasn't the right way. It wasn't like conversational based. It was just like, it was really just using each other's attention. Really, like it's bad, but it's true. You know what I mean? And sex was just like That's something that, I mean, we got to be honest, right? That was just something that really, really, you
that's become really peak, attached, bro, you know what I mean?
To that person. That's the power of it. I mean, sadly, it's true, but it's sad, but it's true.
Yeah. Y'all are lucky, man.
And there's
I never dated my first love, so that made it worse. But
I don't know if it'd be
a good episode if you just like really, really.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
100%. Yeah, no, definitely. Dom, you're coming back.
That's like that the when Hamza said, like, make your videos to 15, like, younger self. I think that's going to be such a powerful one. But I want a final note here. I think we can all agree here on consensus that we're so happy that it happened.
Yep. Yeah, 100%.